The meeting has been called to order. Ms. Stoyer, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
I'm here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee Aiden O'Brien.
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here. Ms. Shapiro, will you please confirm that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Afternoon, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Okay, we have a quorum of trustees present and in person at today's meeting. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, O'Brien.
All in favor? Oh, let me ask, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number four. May I have a motion to approve the minutes? Did I do that one? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees for June 20th, 2024?
So moved, Athus.
Is there a second?
Second, Herrero.
Again, is there any discussion?
Can I just add, on the absent, on the presence of the trustees, it lists Veronica and I as absent. I believe I was there present for the meeting.
Don't think I was.
So noted.
Trustee Strom, I do have you out for a little bit during that meeting. I believe you were on a call or in a meeting or something.
Okay.
I can go back and look.
I think I came in before that was concluded. Can the minutes reflect that?
Mm-hmm. I'll double check them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that catch.
Can you check mine while you're... Yeah, thank you.
Any other discussion regarding the approval of the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 And I will preface that with the change that will include your attendance as well as Veronica's. Any opposed? Motion carries. I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee, the UAC, representatives here today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Benjamin Creed, Brad Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Natasha Johnson, Thomas Korinsky. And do any of you have any comments?
No, we do not.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here, by the way. Public comment. This is where I have an opportunity to say a few words to you. And I do have a couple of comments I want to make. And I tell you, for you folks who don't know me, I have a number of kids. I got these three beautiful daughters. I'm just coming back from Atlanta, dropping off my children at Spelman College down in Atlanta. And I just want to say welcome back to this campus. It's so refreshing when I come back here to see my home. You know, I have to hang out with my kids in their spots. The other great thing, of course, is that I'm encouraged because I have one daughter here at NIU that's in her last year of law school, and I'm looking forward to May, whatever that date is that she's passed around to the family. And believe it or not, you're going to see a huge contingency of Gales and Hamiltons and all the other folks that will come down here to see her graduate. But that aside, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. The things that are going on in our country, you know, that we've got a lot of calamity, a lot of division, but I'm encouraged by what I see. You know, this last week, and I'm not trying to say I'm a Democrat or a Republican, but it's been great TV, and it's refreshed me. I'm encouraged not only because of what I see in the public, but I'm encouraged because of the camaraderie that I see on this board. You know, I sat back the other day and I said, you know, I wouldn't know who's a Republican or who's a Democrat or who's an independent on this board because all of us are so committed to NIU and making sure that the student experience here is so good. Politics aside, I'm encouraged because of the strength of our president. I'm encouraged by the strength of her leadership and the team that she's developed and has brought forward to do the work that we need to get done. I'm encouraged by the faculty and staff who have listen to the mission, who listen to what we're trying to do in terms of improving the quality of life for our students here on campus. who also understand that we do have some financial concerns and have pitched in to do what they can do in order to at least bring that budget down, that deficit down, so that, you know, that's not a worry, a long-term worry of this institution. And I know that we face a lot of known and unknown challenges in the future. But if we keep focused on the prize, if we keep focused on what we're trying to do, and I believe that this multi-year budgeting will get us to where we need to go. And folks, the biggest demonstration I have of that, if we all work together to get this done, we did cut our deficit by 50%, right? I know that we've got further to go, but as long as we keep drilling down to our faculty, our staff, of the importance of looking at how we spend our monies, we're going to get there. So that's the comments I have today. Welcome back. Glad to be back here on campus. That said, we recognize members of the public who have complied with the state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have we received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, no public comment this afternoon.
That said, we now move to the President's Report number 179. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Thank you, Trustee Gales. Thank you, Chair Gales. Agenda item 7A, recommendation for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2024-25. We saw this item this morning. We are tenuring Hashim Khaledi, the faculty member who was hired to lead the cybersecurity program, and the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee forwarded a recommendation for approval of this faculty tenure and promotion for this academic year.
Well, before I proceed with a vote on this item, I got to remind Trustee O'Brien that you can't vote on this one, okay? Or at least he has to abstain. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barsima.
Is there a second?
Second, Strong.
Any discussion? Ms. Doyle, will you please call the roll call vote?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee Aidan O'Brien?
I abstain.
Vice Chair John Butler, excuse me?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
All right, moving on to agenda item 7B. This was the item that prompted extremely robust and very good discussion in the last committee meeting. The item is entitled Campus Energy Improvement Phase 1 Implementation. The university request is for the Board of Trustees to delegate authority to the President to enter in a contract with Trane to implement the first phase of the Campus Energy Improvement Project as described, specifically approval to enter into a $3 million contract with Trane. Approval for that phase of the contract is being sought. And I know that in terms of the recommendation to be voted on, we have new language that was drafted by Trustee Butler. So I'm going to ask him if he would be so kind as to read that into the record for the board.
Let me interject real quick and say, let's first get a motion to approve. I'll get a second, and then we'll do discussion, and you can offer that.
But the recommendation language is not what we want, correct? We want, or do I need to do the old one, and then he, okay.
Yes.
Then he corrects it.
Okay, thank you. I was confused. So the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee forwarded a recommendation that the Board of Trustees approve the request for the Campus Energy Improvement Phase 1 implementation as described in the item.
Thank you, Madam President. With that said, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barsima.
Second, Athus.
Thank you. Now, with that said, is there any discussion? Yes, Trustee Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wonder if the makers, the maker and the second would entertain a motion to amend, a friendly amendment to the recommendation, which would be to strike the language after recommendation that's currently on the item and replace it with the following. The university requests that the Board of Trustees delegate to the President approval to enter into a $3 million contract with Trane to implement the first phase of the Campus Energy Improvement Project.
With that said, now may I have a motion to approve his amendment of this recommendation?
So moved, Torreira.
Second, Strong.
Is there discussion now on the motion to amend? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Now, may I have a motion to approve the amended motion?
Yes, I motion to approve the amended motion.
Is there a second?
Second, O'Brien.
Now, is there any discussion on this amended motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Moving on to agenda item number 8, any other matters? Are there any other matters requiring attention of the board today? Hearing none.
Chair, I apologize. At the beginning of this meeting, I mentioned the absence. In looking, I missed in the minutes. It shows that I arrived at the meeting at 9:43. I did check my calendar that day. I did have a conference call. So I'm assuming the 9:43 time is right. And I think
me too.
It showed that she arrived at 9:21. So
very good.
I think we're good with that.
Very good. All right. So with that said, we can just leave the the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is September 19th, 2024 at 9 a.m. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Section 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters is generally described under Section 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases. Case matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. May I have a motion?
So moved.
So moved, Torreira.
Is there a second?
Second,
O'Brien. Ms. Stoll, at this time, would you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee Aidan O'Brien?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the public meeting is now closed.